Adventures of Cy and Elmer. Wouldn't be any fun for anyone after dark. And to Cy and Elmer, who faced the prospect of a 2-mile walk down a dark branch line track with a band of desperate criminals waiting for them, it is mighty serious business. Of the two mail order detectives, Elmer is, of course, brave and loud as usual, while Cy is even more scared than ever before. The brave Elmer tries to peer into the darkness for a glimpse of the section boss who was to have met them at the train, while Cy moans and groans with fear and misery. And the section boss does not appear.
Well, no, I don't see nothing of that section boss fella yet, Cy, but oh, I reckon he'll be here most any minute now.
Yeah.
Plum dark now, and the walking ain't meant too good, though. So maybe he didn't give himself time enough to get here.
Elmer, I know something terrible has happened to him.
You don't know nothing of the kind. Now quit that bellin'. We walked out there strike with me.
No, sir. My feet hurts too bad to walk anymore in the dark. We was told to meet that section boss at the junction. And here I'm going to meet him. Not at all.
Now, look here, Cy. What's the sense in our sitting here waiting for him when we could walk down the track and meet him?
Yeah.
Saving part of the walk and save time for all of us.
Go ahead. Walk down that dark track alone, then. I'm a-setting right here till that fella comes.
Ain't all right set, then. Should have been a-setting here anyway. It's all you're real good at, just a-setting. Go ahead and roost there till the cows come home. I'm starting down that track right now myself.
You ain't going to leave me here all alone, are you?
Well, now, Cy, how the dickens can I walk off down the track and sit here with you at the same time?
Yeah.
You're going to sit here and I'm going to walk down the track. Me, all of me, every darn bitty part of me.
Yeah.
When Elmer Peabody goes walking, he goes all in one piece.
Yeah.
Darn such a dumb fellow as you be anyway, Cy.
Now, there ain't no use in acting mean to me, Elmer. My misery's bad and my feet hurts. And I knowed you couldn't go both places to once, I thought you might stay here with me.
No, sir. I'm a walking now, and that means I'm a going.
Yeah, all right, then. Looks like I got to go along with you.
Now, you're a shearing sheep, Cy. Get up on them spavin' hind legs of yours and get going. Come on, now.
Well, I ain't going to sit there in the dark all alone. How far do you reckon we'll have to walk before we meet this fella?
Well, how should I know? We do well enough to end our walking and then tend to his. Then when we meet him, he's been met. It's all.
Don't walk so fast, Elmer. This track is hard to walk on. Why can't we use the flashlight?
Because there ain't no sense in using that flashlight all up. We'll need it plenty before this night's over, I bet you.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Elmer. But it seems like we got to go through more hardships and troubles than any two fellas in the world.
Hardships? What are you talking about, hardships? We're lucky we got this nice track to walk on, instead of through the woods.
I can't understand why that fella wasn't there to meet us. He's working for the railroad, and he ought to know what time to meet the train.
Certainly he knew what time to meet the train, but maybe something happened to him, so he couldn't meet it.
I knowed it. Something terrible has happened to him, ain't it, Elmer?
I don't know, but I reckon not, Cy. All the criminal doings around here has been at midnight. It wouldn't have been still daylight when they first started to meet the train.
Yeah.
Of course, there's been 5 murders already, and they could mighty easily be another one.
I told you so. He's killed, Emma. He's plumb killed. Yeah, that's what's happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
And here we go, right into the same terrible danger.
Now, looky here, Cy. I never said nothing like it at all. I meant that something in his work most likely kept him from coming on time. Now, what in tarnation are you sitting down for?
I ain't going a step further. I'm going to sit right here till that section boss, or Daylight, one of the two of them, comes.
You do no such thing. Get up here and walk. Come on, get up here.
No, sir. My misery hurts too bad, and my feet is all full of cinders.
Oh, dead blame your cinders full of feet. I mean your finders full of cinders. Your feet are fine. Oh, dead blame it. You're just scared, that's all. Scared to go ahead.
Maybe I am. Anyway, I ain't a-going another step until I know everything is all right with that section boss. First thing we know, we're liable to walk right into the same thing that happened to them other fellas.
Now, look here, Si. For the last time, you're going to get up and walk, or I'm going to go off and leave you. You hear me?
Yeah.
We got 2 miles to walk to that railroad camp, and there ain't no danger till we do get there.
Yeah.
And if this boss fella has been hurt, all the more reason to get there quick.
I just can't walk, Elmer.
What's the reason you can't?
Well, my knees, my legs, they won't hold me up tall.
Yeah, walk on your hands and knees, then.
Huh?
No baboon like you ain't got no business trying to walk on his hind legs nohow.
Oh, my knees is shaking so bad they won't move my feet.
Si Perkins, you're a coward.
I ain't no such a thing.
You're a coward, and what's more, you're a sissy.
Oh, Elmer.
And what's more, you're an old canvas-bag duck.
Now, look here, Elmer. You can't talk that way to me.
Oh, we can't. Who says?
I say so.
Who are you?
I'll show you who I am. I'll show you.
Yes, you won't show nobody. You just no mossback sissy baboon coward.
That's too much. Too much. I'm going back to the junction and wait for the next train to Punkinville.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead before I slap you back there. Go on. Keep going. Keep going.
It looks awful dark back here toward that junction. I don't know if I... Elmer, wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going to their section camp, of course.
Wait a minute. I'm going with you.
Yes, you are. You ain't got the nerve.
Well, I'll show you if I ain't. Come on.
Well, if you act like this all the time, you'll get something done.
Yeah, don't talk too much. You better save your breath for walking if you're going to keep up with me.
Now, wait a minute. You better slow down, Si. First thing you know, you run out of wind, and them squeaky old legs of yours is going to be all worn out.
Now, you can walk on your own legs. Leave mine alone.
Well, you did blame little Betty Rooster. You can't walk when you want to, can't you?
Yeah, that ain't all I can do, neither. I'm just as good a detective as some other folks I know, and they ain't very far away, neither.
Now, don't get too fresh there, Si. Something's going to happen to you, sure, if you get too smart.
Yeah, nothing can happen to me. I'm the bravest and toughest feller in this county. And I'll show you.
There you go. There you go. What did I tell you? When an old maid like you gets tough, something's going to happen. Well, what is it? What is it? Kicking your skinny old back?
I've been bit, Elmer.
You've been what?
I've been bit.
Well, you've been what?
I've been bit, Elmer. Bit.
Well, whatever. You ain't scared to slap the mosquito, are you?
This ain't no mosquito, Elmer. It's a rattlesnake.
Oh, shucks. I ain't a rattlesnake in fucking county.
I'm telling you, Elmer. A rattlesnake has got hold of me. He's biting my leg, and I can't get loose.
I freaking... You're getting more worse all the time. The longer you live, a rattlesnake don't hang on to nobody like that. The way you're jumping around there, a fish hook couldn't hang on to you.
Get the flashlight. Look quick, Elmer. It's a hurting awful bad. I'm getting sick right now. Hurry, Elmer. You know, when a feller's bit by a rattlesnake, he ain't got long to live, Elmer.
Oh, well, wait a minute, then. Wait till you get the light. Hold still, Si. I got it. There, now, where's the snake? Where is he?
Sticking right in my leg there. Hurry out and pull him out, Elmer. I can't stand to look at it.
Hey, will you hold still till I... Now, what...
Elmer, are you just going to stand there and laugh and let this rattlesnake chew my whole leg off?
I'm trying not to laugh, Si, but I...
you ain't a-trying very hard. Oh, hurry up, Elmer. I can feel that poison spreading all through me. I'm a-getting mighty weak, like.
You just looked at your leg here and you laughed, too.
Why, Elmer... Did that snake leave that awful long sticker in my leg? That ain't nothing to laugh at.
That big long sticker ain't nothing but a piece of barbed wire, Si.
Barbed wire, Emma?
Barbed wire laid right alongside the track here. And when he stepped on it, down there and flew up and hit you in the leg. Barbed wire rattlesnakes.
It hurt plenty bad, and it scared me just as much as if it had been a regular snake.
Yeah, certainly it scared you, but that don't mean nothing.
Wasn't very nice of you to laugh at me. How would you like it if something happened to you and I started to laugh?
Say, if anything happened to me, you'd be too darn scared to laugh. Now pick up your stuff there and we'll get it going. I got to turn out this flashlight and save it.
Well, next time you hear me holler, don't be so slow turning it on. If it had been a snake, he could have bit me all over.
Say, will you quit worrying about snakes? No self-respect, no snake would be seen in the same county with an old crybaby like you. Come on now, let's go. Come on. My goodness, it'll be daylight before we get there now.
And that'll suit me fine. I'd rather detect in the daylight anyhow.
Hold on here, son. Wait a minute. Seems like I've seen something down the track a piece.
What'd you see, Elmer?
I thought I'd seen some kind of a light.
Yeah, I had a feeling that danger was a-watching us, Elmer.
Oh, shucks, si, you're always feeling danger. Come on.
Wait, Elmer, I seen it.
What?
A little light come on and then went right out again.
That's it, all right, si. And I got an idea what it is.
And so have I. And if we don't run before he gets a chance to kill us...
Kill nobody. I bet that's a section boss, si. He's waving his light for us to see. Hold steady now, and I'll wave mine back. Watch now. There goes his. One, two. Here goes mine. One, two. Now listen, Si. Listen close.
What do you hear, Elmer?
Listen, Si. Listen.
I don't hear nothing, Elmer.
And I don't either. And that's what I don't like about it.
Is it friend or foe that is coming down the track toward our brave detectives? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.